Time now for another edition of Dish Round Town featuring KVNO's resident foodie, Diane Watson. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning, Jeff. Happy Taco Wednesday.
I know, it doesn't quite have the ring of Taco Tuesday, but hey, taco any day.
Tacos any day.
I'm good with it.
Anytime you have a taco, do you think about how in the world that food got to your plate? There is a long tradition of tacos in the U.S. coming in the 19th century, which was a street food for Mexican workers, spread across the United States in the 20s and the 40s. And in fact, Omaha had a Mexican grocery store in South Omaha and a restaurant in South Omaha called La Casa Pizzeria. Mm-hmm. I probably said that a little too Italian. And they were famous for their taco pizza. So they were the first kind of bringing the taste of tacos to Omaha. And there, of course, there are many, many.
I did not know that. That's amazing. Yeah.
Many incredible, authentic Mexican restaurants, especially in South Omaha, many, many of which are still there today.
Oh, yeah.
El Aguila and El Dorado were two of the first. Mm-hmm. And really, food trucks have brought some of those more traditional ingredients and flavors out of South Omaha to other neighborhoods.
So I'm a South O kid.
You should do very well in this quiz.
Well, I don't know about that.
All right, let's talk about some traditional proteins that are found in tacos. El pastor.
Yeah, so I know there are a couple different pork options. I think that's the one that's kind of spicy and sweet.
Got some pineapple on it.
Yeah, that's
Here's an easy one, carnitas.
It's just basic pork.
Pork, right.
Yep.
Carne asada.
Oh, steak. That's usually
beef.
My go-to.
How about barbacoa?
Barbacoa, that's kind of a slow roast kind of thing, but is it beef or chicken?
It can be
beef
or it can be a goat, actually.
Okay.
If you look at the kind of more the more traditional Americanized, kind of ushered in by Taco Bell, honestly, some of those ingredients in 1962, which made it more Americanized, along with the Tex-Mex movement. If you look at some of the big ones in Omaha, Cal Taco, do you know they've been around for 30 years?
Kelly?
Yep,
California
Taco.
Yeah, that used to be a pizza place.
Yes.
Back in the day.
And did you know that they were featured on one of the first in Omaha to be featured on Dine-Ins, Drivers, and Dives? That's a tongue twister.
And Diane on Dish.
Right.
So I have a little trivia question for you regarding Kelly Taco.
Okay.
And there's no way you're going to know this answer. But if you're even remotely close, I'm buying you lunch. I should just do that anyway.
Yes.
Okay. There was a period of my life many years ago that I ate there every day for a period of time. Any just crazy rough guess how many days in a row? However you want to answer that.
18.
18 days?
Yes.
This is crazy. You're saying 1800.
Oh, stop it.
Maybe 2000.
So you've been eating there since 1995.
I'm not eating there. Yeah, I ate there every day for 6 years.
Oh, my goodness.
And this is when I was a cartoonist, and I would go there and I would start drawing cartoons, work on my cartoons. And then people figured out I was there and would hang out.
Good for you.
And yeah.
Well, they were one of the first ones to bring kind of the puffy shell taco. Mm-hmm. But taco company in Benson does a great one too. Abelardo's.
And they have a new second location.
They do.
No,
yep. Abelardo's really coined Taco Tuesday around here. You can get 5 tacos for a dollar. And then if you want, more fish tacos, that's kind of a cool California Baja thing. Shucks and Plank and lots of places around town. But if you look at the icons, the traditional kind of street taco, El Alambre and Millard really has perfected the street taco, which is a small corn tortilla with some meat like we discussed.
Mm-hmm.
And then veggies. There's usually not cheese. It's usually just a pickled veggie, a squeeze of lime, maybe a little crema, and they're small, so you can have, a variety. Moolah and Blackstone has really done some inventive things. They have a camarón, which is a spicy hot shrimp taco, and then a croquette, which is a black bean vegetarian taco, kind of in a fried form. I don't know if you've been to Javi's Tacos. They have 3 locations. They have a birria taco, and they also are one of the few kind of traditional ones that does a molida, which is ground beef. And then Tixteco, they make incredible margaritas, and they also do mole chicken tacos.
Nice.
If you like mole, that's fantastic. And then Isla de Mar does a great, here's another quiz for you, tacos de pulpa.
No idea.
Octopus.
Ah, okay.
Try them. Right. They're incredible.
Okay.
And lots of events happen around town. The Cinco de Mayo Taco Fest will be coming up in May. It's all-you-can-eat tacos from 5 of the best-known taco trucks. There's a Tacos and Tequila Fest in Falconwood. Park. And just remember, Jeff, it's only 96 days until Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, yes. And Taqueria Tijuana in South Omaha. That's a place that Gabriel Escalera and I have gone. Ah, tacos. Diane, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much.